I worked in the garden for the first 2 days. The weather was hot and sunny. I liked working with Mr. Duncan, and he was pleased with my work. "You're a good gardener," he said. "I've always liked gardening," I said, "but I'm studying at college to be a farmer." Sometimes I saw Greta Ross. She likes to be alone, I thought. Once or twice, I saw Greta go out with her painting things. She went up on the hills or down to the beach. Mr. Duncan took me to the farm and I met Dan and Stella Parks. They were very friendly. "You can work on the farm for the next 3 days," said Dan Parks. "Mr. Duncan says you're a good gardener. Are you a good farmer too?" I smiled at him. "I am," I said. He smiled back. So I worked on the farm with Mr. and Mrs. Parks. They were nice people. I helped with the cows and the chickens and went up on the hills with Mr. Parks and his dog to look at the sheep. One afternoon, I went out riding. Smoke was a big, lazy, friendly horse. I enjoyed riding, and Smoke knew his way around the island very well. I learned new places to go to. I rode along the clifftop and then in between some trees. When we came out of the trees, I saw the house from the other side. I tried to find the window of my room. Which one was it? Suddenly, I saw a face at one of the windows. The face was looking at me. It was there for just a second or two, then it moved away quickly. Who was that? I thought. Was it Mr. Ross? And which room was it? I didn't see my mother very much that first week. She worked all day and in the evenings. She wrote letters to South America, Japan, Canada, and Australia. Sometimes she worked after I was in bed. "Mr. Ross works hard," she told me. "He invests money in many companies and countries, but it's not his money." "It's not?" I was surprised by this. "No, it's his wife's money. And she bought the island. It's her island, her house, her farm. Everything belongs to her." "How strange. But why does Mr. Ross always look sad? And why does he never leave the island?" I asked. "I don't know," said my mother. "He says he likes it here and likes working on his farm. It's strange, I know." Sometimes, when I finished work, I walked along the beaches or the cliffs, or I went swimming in the sea. I liked swimming. Greta Ross often came to the beach to swim, but Mr. Ross never came. "Stay away from the rocks, Carol," Greta Ross told me. "They're very dangerous." "I will," I said.